So, hi everyone, my name is Yuri. I work for KfW in the field of development cooperation, and in this case, development cooperation is not about GitHub, but working together with third world countries and donor organizations like us to make the world a better place. So together, since a couple of years, we developed a digital public good, so we also registered that, and that's what I would like to show you and also to invite you for collaboration. There are three slides. I would like to explain the problem to you, our proposition, and where we are at the moment. That's one example. If you look at development cooperation, how it works today, so you see one country here, maybe someone recognizes it, it's Ethiopia, and we started to count how many government organizations and NGOs are actually working in this country and supporting it. And at some point, we stopped counting, so we didn't have any time to put more logos on it. The problem here is that we don't trust the data exchange and information exchange with the partner countries. They don't trust basically us. So in the end, we end up, many NGOs and we as well, to do the projects ourselves instead of just giving the money to the country so that the ministry there can actually build schools, hospitals, and so on. And that's a real problem. And already in the Paris Declaration 2005, we decided that we should do all this stuff on the systems of our partner countries. It never happened because of lack of trust. And now what's our proposition to solve this? We called it True Budget. So we figured out that the solution is not to install some kind of SharePoint or Google Workspace or something, so another intermediary, because whoever owns the data is actually more powerful than the rest. Data is the new oil, basically. So we don't want to own the data, and also the partners, if they own the data, we actually don't trust them potentially. So the idea was to build a decentralized solution, which is truly decentralized, and manage the data there. What I mean with data is actually to manage the workflows, who is doing what, how are the projects implemented. So for example, we build schools, how are the tenders done, how was the money dispersed, who did what basically. So what is actually stored as decentralized data is the status of all the different workflows, of all the different participants in this network of people and organizations. So technically what it is, it's actually a front end based on Material UI React, so JavaScript stuff, also on the API side. It's a Node.js server, and on the data side, it's a very small blockchain solution. It feels like a key value data store, basically, but it has a very nice property that it actually synchronizes across different nodes. So there's a kind of consensus mechanism that the data is then synchronized across the different parties. And that is very important also from a political view, that basically you process this data on eye level. So there's not one party that owns the data and the other one doesn't. So if any one of these participants here, that's only a very simplified view, would get out of the picture, it would still work out, right? So where we are at the moment with this, we did this since a couple of years. As I said, we are registered as a digital public good. We have a couple of pilots, for example, with the Brazil Amazon Fund is a very important one where sort of Germany paid money if less Amazon forest was destroyed, so this is very good. We had the Vaccine Alliance, also very important. Burkina Faso is, I think, one of the oldest projects we did, or one of the first we started with. We have the Ministry of Water. We try to manage this data and get to a situation where we can actually give them the money and they actually use the money to do good stuff instead of us developing the projects, which we believe is not the most sustainable approach. As I said, you are invited to contribute to this project. It's running since a couple of years already. We have a couple of contributors. It's also the first open source project we did as KfW. It's a German state-owned bank. So I remember the talk we had before that state-owned organizations, it's tricky to do open source. We achieved it here, and I'm quite happy to be part of this project and would also be happy to if you join us. Thanks a lot. Thank you.